As she spoke, Eve wiggled into underwear, soot-gray trousers. Stay calm. Take only what you absolutely need. I'll be there as soon as I can. Please hurry. I'm so scared. Talk to Operator Harris. You're not alone. I'm right here, Zoe. Eve heard Harris say as she shrugged into the shirt Rourke handed her. She muted the comm. Try Becca, she told him. The car's already round front. I contacted Duckus while you spoke with her. They'll be ready. Great. She hooked on her weapon harness, grabbed her badge, her link, the rest of her belt and pocket debris. He'd ordered a black four-door sedan. However sedate it looked, Eve knew he could make it move. Something happened to Marcia Piper. I need to get this woman and kid to safety, to Duckus, before we check on that. She's probably right about people watching. That block had that kind of feel. He made the sedan move. It's near to 4 in the morning, Rourke commented as he punched speed out of the sedan. It seems her best chance to leave unnoticed. Christ Jesus, she sounded terrified. Harris will keep her steady. She's trained for it. If Zoe follows through, she should be on the corner of Moore and Greenwich. But at the rate we're going, we may beat her there. New York hit its quiet pocket. Some cars zip now and then. A block-long white limo streamed by with a couple of women standing, arms outstretched in the sunroof. Eve heard their woo-hoo carry boozily on the night air. As Rourke barreled south, she saw a man in sweatpants walking a dog about the size of a large rat. The man had a poop scoop sticking out of his pocket and shuffled behind the dog like a sleepwalker. Rourke avoided the endless party at Times Square and kept to the quiet, nearly empty streets where he could let the car fly. When he circled to the corner, no one waited. Stay in the car, Eve told him. I'm going to walk in her direction. She sounded sincerely terrified, Eve, but there's no guarantee this isn't a setup. She merely opened the jacket he'd pulled out for her to wear, exposed her weapon. Still, she'd gone no more than a yard when she saw a woman, a bulging bag on one shoulder, a toddler on the other hip, doing her best to run. She'd seen her before, Eve remembered, carting the kid on her back and market bags in both hands. Zoe, Eve held up a hand when the woman stumbled to a halt, didn't quite hold back a scream. Lieutenant Dallas, let me help you. She stepped forward to take the bag. The woman shook as if sheathed in ice. The car's right around the corner. The man behind the wheel's with me. He's with me, and we're going to keep you safe. To get her moving again, Eve put an arm around her waist. Just a little bit farther. Gently, Eve took the link out of Zoe's hand. Operator Harris. Right here, Lieutenant. I've got her now. Thank you for your assistance. Glad to help. Zoe, give Gabe a kiss for me. Operator out. She sang to him. He cried when I woke him up. And she sang to him. Are you taking me to the police station? If he finds me there, no. Zoe shook harder when Rourke got out of the car, but he only smiled and opened the back door. He's with me, Eve repeated. You're safe. Am I going to jail? No. Trust me now, Zoe. You trusted me enough to call me, to ask for help. Trust me to help you. He said the police would take me to jail and I'd never see Gabe again. He lied. Still shuddering, Zoe cuddled her son and climbed in the back. I'm going to sit in the back with her, Eve said. Nodding, Rourke waited. He saw the little boy look at him with sad, sleepy eyes. When he got behind the wheel again, Eve shifted, started to speak to Zoe. But the woman pressed her face to Eve's shoulder and wept, wept, wept. Saying nothing, Eve put her arms around Zoe, and Rourke drove her to safety. 17. When they arrived at Duckus, two women stood at the door. One Eve judged as mid-40s, the other about a decade younger. Both dressed casually and wore sympathetic smiles. "Welcome to Duckus," the older one told Zoe. "You're safe here." "What is it?" Zoe looked around in wonder, laced with fear. "Home as long as you need it." "You have a very sleepy little man there," the younger one pumped up her smile. "And so handsome. It's Gabriel, isn't it? I'm Natalie, and this is Gracie. Would you like to go up? Get him settled in your room." Zoe just wrapped tighter around her son. "I need to talk to Zoe. Maybe we can do that down here. Zoe, why don't you let Natalie take your bag up to your room?" "You need to trust me," she added when Zoe stayed frozen. "It's hard," Gracie said softly. "It's hard to trust when you've been so afraid. Did you know Lieutenant Dallas and Rourke built this house, this lovely house, to keep women who've been afraid safe? Women and their children." Eyes still wide and wary, Zoe looked around again. "There are other women here? And kids?" "Yes, and they're all safe. Why don't you come in here with your sweet boy, and you can sit and talk to Lieutenant Dallas. Nat can take your bag. How about some coffee or tea?" "I can't have coffee, thank you. I'm pregnant." "And how far along are you?" Gracie asked as she gently led Zoe into a pretty parlor. 17 weeks. When the baby started fussing, Zoe jiggled him. "I think he's hungry. He's not used to me waking him up like this, and..." "Are you nursing?" "I'm starting to wean him. My husband wants to wean him, but it would be a comfort to you both now with all this upheaval. Sit here now and feed your baby. Some tea for you? A nice soothing tea. Lieutenant, Rourke?" "Coffee's good. Black for both of us, thanks." Eve sat across from Zoe. "I'll give you a hand with that, Gracie." Rourke stepped out. "This is your house?" Zoe asked Eve. "No, it's your house and the others who come here. Why don't we start with your full name?"
"Zoe Metcalf. I was Zoe Brown before I got married."
"When was that?"
2 years ago.
"You're a member of Natural Order?"
"Yes. No. Yes." Tears leaked as she shifted the baby. She unbuttoned her shirt and smoothly flipped a flap on her bra. The baby latched on like a leech. "Harley said I had to join so we could get married. So I signed the papers and we got married, and he brought me to New York."
"From where?"
"From Ohio."
"How old are you, Zoe?"
"I'm 21. Or I will be next month. I thought it would be wonderful to be married and exciting to live in New York. But it's not. I'm only allowed to go to the store or to one of the neighbors. I can only take Gabriel to the park if one of the other women goes too. Once I took him by myself and Harley found out. He got so mad."
"Is he violent with you?"
"Sometimes. Not bad. Not like Mr. Piper with Marcia. Harley just slaps or takes away a privilege."
She stroked the baby's cheek as he kneaded her other breast and stared up at her.
"I can watch 1 hour of screen a day or read for 1 hour as long as all my housework is done."
She looked down, continued to stroke her baby's cheek.
"It's not right. I know it's not right. But they watch, some of the other women on the block. Gina, She lives across the street. She told me once they get extra privileges if they report infractions. She tried to leave once, but they caught her. She had a black eye after. She used to laugh a lot, but not anymore.
What's Gina's full name?
Zoe looked up again. Can you help her?
I'm going to try. What's her name?
Gina Dauber. She's the one who told me how to get a little money from the marketing. Every few times you go, you take something back you haven't opened or used and ask for cash instead of credit to the debit card. Harley always checks the debit card when I go. But if you just return some cleaner or something, get the cash, you can start saving.
Smoothly, she shifted the baby to her other breast.
I saved and put the money in one of Gabe's diapers.
A clean one, she added with the first hint of a smile.
Harley doesn't change Gabe.
That's a mother's job.
I bought the clone link and hid that too. We're not allowed to have our own link.
Gracie and Rourke brought in tea, coffee, some muffins that looked freshly baked.
Look at that little angel. Sound asleep now.
Gracie trailed a finger over Gabe's down of brown hair. He's got your jawline and your nose.
Would you like me to take him up, settle him in his crib? I raised two of my own, she added.
She walked over to a small screen sitting on a table. After tapping some buttons, she gestured.
That's your room I've programmed on, and his crib right there. You'll be able to see and hear him. I'll sit in the rocker right by the crib, and when you've finished your talk, I'll come and bring you up to your room.
You'll stay with him?
He's a good sleeper, but it's a new place, and if he wakes, he'll want his mama, won't he?
Don't worry. I'll bring him straight to you if he wakes.
Thank you.
Tears welling again, Zoe lifted the baby toward Gracie.
I don't even know what to say.
Not to worry. She settled the sleeping boy on her shoulder. Bless you, she said to Rourke, then turned to Eve. Bless you both. When Gracie carried the baby out, Rourke stepped back again. I'll just be in the next room.
You don't have to go, Zoe told him. I recognize you, too. I've seen you both on screen when Harley watches the news. I'm better now, I think. I feel better. Oh, look! She's putting Gabriel in his crib. He's a good sleeper. He's so sweet. I couldn't stand the idea of him growing up in that house, in the order. And now with another...
She pressed a hand to her belly.
I couldn't bear it.
You're very brave.
Zoe shook her head at Rourke.
I've been afraid nearly every day for almost 2 years. But I saw you today, Lieutenant Dallas. I saw you and the other policewoman next door at the Pipers, and I thought, it's a sign. It's a sign that it's time, that there's someone who can help. And still I didn't do anything.
You called for help.
Not until after... Marcia.
I need you to tell me what happened. You said they took her away. Who took her?
Mr. Piper came home. He doesn't have to stay at the compound for retreat like Harley does, because Marcia's not well, and they have children, and he's a VP and all. It was quiet. It's always quiet on the block at night. I put Gabe to bed at 8. I couldn't settle. I was trying to think what I should do, how I should do it. And then I heard them.
Next door?
Yes. I had windows open, and I guess Marcia did too, so I heard them. He was shouting at her, calling her stupid and swearing at her. I could hear him hitting her and her crying. I put my hands over my ears. I sat on the floor with my hands over my ears, but I could still hear them.
When she picked up her tea, her hand shook again.
It's happened before. It happens a lot. The kids used to cry when it happened, but the last few times, they stay quiet. And I thought about them with their hands over their ears like me.
She breathed out, drank some tea.
He just screamed at her. Horrible things. And I could hear thumps and crashes, things breaking or falling over. It was worse this time than the other times. I kept hearing something. Her, I think, hit the wall. The shared wall between our houses. Then it stopped. At first I thought, thank God it's over. I felt sick. I was afraid to close the windows in case he heard and realized I'd heard him beating her. I went upstairs, and I couldn't settle. I told myself to go to bed. Just go to bed and I'd figure out what to do in the morning. Then I saw the van drive up.
What kind of van?
I don't know. One of the orders. Black, I think, and no windows. I turned off the lights in my room. They, two men, got a kind of stretcher on wheels out of the back and went next door, and with the windows still open, I heard voices. Not what they said. They weren't loud enough. And I needed to stay back so they didn't see me looking. I saw... Oh, God. I saw them roll the stretcher out. They had her covered. They had her in a kind of bag so I couldn't see, but I know it was Marcia. It had to be Marcia. He killed her. He killed her.
Zoe covered her face with her hands. What time was this, Zoe?
I guess about 9:30 or maybe 10. I think maybe 10. I was going to get the link I'd hidden and call 911, but they drove away.
Did you see a license plate?
No, I'm sorry. I thought, what if I call and the order comes here? What if Harley was right and the police came and put me in jail? Then, not long after the van left, I heard him talking to the kids. I heard the kids crying, so I tried to see. He loaded the children in his SUV and drove away. And right after, like a minute after, another van came, a bigger one.
Black again? Windowless?
Yes. People got out of it. I think four or five. They wore, like, coveralls, I think, and had their hair covered. They rolled these, like, trolleys out of the back of the van and into the house. They were there at least 2 hours, probably more. I could hear machines, like big vacuums or something, and once or twice one of them came out with a big bag and tossed it in the back of the van.
Cleaners, Eve thought. Crime scene cleaners. The orders cleaners.
Then they loaded everything back up and left. I thought, he killed Marcia and they're making it all go away. Like it never happened. What if Harley did that to me? What would happen to Gabe?
She looked back at the monitor as if to assure herself he stayed safe.
I sat in the dark in case they came back. I waited in the dark until all the lights were out on the block. Then I waited more, just in case. I packed what I could without turning on any lights. Then I waited some more because I was too afraid to get the link. Then I went in to check on Gabe. And I just sat and looked at him sleeping for a long time. And I thought, no, he can't be here. Can't be part of any of this. He's my baby, and I have to protect him. So I finally got the link and called 911. I begged Operator Harris to let me talk to you.
You did the right thing.
If I'd used the link earlier...
You couldn't help Marcia. It was too late to help her. But what you've done now, what you're doing now is going to help others.
Gina?
Yes. Did you get a look at any of the people who came? Either van?
Sort of. Yes, maybe.
Would you work with a police artist? Her shoulders pulled in.
Do I have to go to the police station?
No, he can come here. You can trust him, too. You should get some sleep. Eve stood and dug in her pocket for a card. You can contact me at any time. I want you to tag me after you've gotten some sleep, when you're ready to work with Detective Yancey, the police artist.
Okay.
Do you have family in Ohio?
My parents, my sister, but I don't want to contact them.
Reaching out, she gripped Eve's hand like iron.
I don't want anyone from the Order to hurt them.
Are they members?
Oh, God, no. It's just that they might send somebody there to see if I went there or if they know. Harley might not want me back after this, but he'll want Gabe. Please don't let him take my baby away from me. Please don't
look at me. Eve leaned forward until their eyes met on the same level. Nobody's gonna touch your son. I'll get protection for your family in Ohio, and I'll let them know you're safe.
Thank you. Thank you. I've been so stupid.
No, Zoe. You've been abused, and there's a world of difference. And what a fine mother you've proven to be already. Rourke stood. Gracie's coming down for you.
Thank you so much. Lieutenant Dallas, would you tell my family I'm sorry and I love them?
I will. The minute they stepped outside, Eve pulled out her link and tagged APA Cher Rio. Rio groaned.
Come on, Dallas. It's not even 6 a.m.
Warrants, I need them. Now. Piper, Lawrence, I'll send you assailants. Murder one.
Who'd he kill?
His pregnant wife. Beat her to death. I need a warrant to enter, to search and seize at the crime scene. She rattled off the address. Where I'm heading now. And I need you to start working on warrants to get me and a team, probably NYPSD and FBI, into the Natural Order HQ.
Whoa, whoa!
The video popped on to show Rio jumping out of bed in red sleep shorts and a white tank. She shoved a hand through tousled blonde curls.
I know you're working on a murder with connections to Natural Order, but they're holding a woman. Ella Alice Fox, age 18.
I believe Natural Order not only transported the body of Marcia Piper and sent cleaners to deal with the crime scene, I wit on both, but that Lawrence Piper is holding up in their HQ. Accessory after the fact should get me a damn warrant.
I'll get you the first two fast. The third's gonna take some doing and some time.
We need to coordinate there. I'll come into Central and we'll start working on it.
Let's work fast.
She clicked off, then did a search on Piper. Lucked out. The SUV's in his name. If he had it through the Order, this wouldn't be so easy. She issued an APB on the vehicle, then a BOLO on Piper. She kept working until Rourke pulled up at the address he'd heard her give Rio.
Quiet, Eve observed.
Real quiet. You want to bet Zoe wasn't the only one to hear the screaming and pounding? She pointed across the street. Unit on the left? That's Gina Daubers. We're getting her into Dukas, her and her kids, if she'll go. No vehicle out front. I bet the fuck of a husband's at the compound. Could be some carpooling involved.
Could be.
Here comes the warrant. Let's get inside. This dead zone's gonna start waking up soon. I wanna look around before the sweepers get here. I'll get your field kit. Once they'd sealed up, Eve tried her master on the front door. When it didn't budge, she shrugged at Rourke. Over to you.
I can't decide if I'm proud or revolted they use one of my systems.
Pretty sure they're using your stuff at their HQ.
Then I'll choose revolted.
It didn't take him long. When he nodded, Eve switched on a recorder. Dallas and Rourke entering premises, duly authorized warrant. Because you never assumed, she drew her weapon. She shoved the door, swept. This is the police. We are authorized to enter. Lights on full. They flashed on to the same pristine foyer she'd seen before. She'd expected that, had already smelled the chemicals and solutions used to clean. There was a vase of flowers there, gone now, probably fell over and broke. Small table missing from there. Lamp missing. A couple of pictures in frames. That's the shared wall. She crossed to it, frowned. I think that's fresh paint. And something else. Curious, Rourke stepped up, sniffed as she did. I don't smell anything but the paint. No. More this way. He shifted, sniffed. Ah, that's drywall compound. Fast-drying compound. Someone patched this wall very quickly, very efficiently. Yeah, she'd hit. Her head would hit right about here. Wham, wham, wham. Eve mimed banging someone against the wall. Head wound, lots of blood. And from the pieces that are missing, probably a lot across the floor as he punched, shoved, smacked her from one end of this room to the other. Ending here. Here's where she dropped. Either dead or he finished her. Maybe strangled her. She'd have been out anyway. Head wound, like Ariel Bird. Maybe, maybe. I sure as hell can squeeze him there once I have him. With Rourke, she toured the house, found every room, even the kids' rooms, immaculate. Creepy, she decided, and tried another door. Locked. No, my turn. She nudged him aside when he started to step in. Give me the picks. He did, then watched her defeat the lock. Now my heart swells with pride. Not as slick as you, but not bad. When she opened the door, called for lights, she grinned fiercely and rubbed her hands together. The asshole's home office. Look at all these E's. Social media guy, so yeah, lots of ease. Feeny's gang is gonna have some fun. I could start having fun myself if you like. She glanced at her wrist unit. I've got to deal with the sweepers when they get here and meet Peabody at Jane Poe's at 8. You can authorize me to poke a bit. I can have uniforms get this stuff to EDD. He gave her a sorrowful look. Always spoiling my fun. You've got solar systems to buy. There's your fun. I've canceled the lot for today. I took care of that when I went out with Gracie. I'm invested, Eve. More than I already was. Now I've seen firsthand how what we built at Duckus can work. I've seen it before, but not like this. Not from the call for help. And here, I see what can happen when there's no way to help. Okay. She nodded, glanced back at the office. All yours. And since you're sticking for now, maybe you can do some transporting. If I can talk Gina across the street into leaving, you could take her and her kids to Duckus. I'm not going to have time unless I reschedule meeting Peabody. How about this? I'll have your vehicle brought here. Use the one outside. If you convince Gina, I'll take her first, then come back to play with this. That works. I'm going to walk over there and see what I can do with her now, before the block wakes up. I'll keep an eye out for the sweepers. When Eve walked outside, she noted a few lights had come on in some of the townhomes, including the one across the street. And she caught movement in one of the upper windows, there, then gone. She stepped to the door, pressed the buzzer. It took 3 tries before the door opened. The woman, early 20s, had dark hair still tousled from sleep. She wore long cotton sleep pants, a plain white tee. She had a kid, somewhere around Bella's age, to Eve's best guess, on her hip, and another, a girl of about 3, clinging to her leg. Miss Dauber?
Yes.
Though her voice stayed soft and pleasant, Eve saw raw fear in her eyes.
Is there a problem?
Yeah, there is. Eve held up her badge. NYPSD. Did you see or hear anything from the Piper home last night?
No.
Lying, Eve thought. Fear lying. Is anyone else in the house, Ms. Dauber?
No, just me and the kids. My husband is at work. I'm sorry I can't help you, officer. I need to start breakfast for my children.
Lieutenant Dallas. Something flickered over the woman's face at the name.
I'm sorry. May I see your identification again?
This time, Gina studied it. Zoe Metcalf heard and saw something last night and contacted me. What came into Gina's eyes now burned at the fear, and that was hope.
I don't understand.
She took your advice on tucking a little money away whenever she could and used it to buy a clone link. She called 911 and worked her way to me. She and her son are safe, Gina. I can take you and your kids to her, to safety.
Take the baby.
Gina literally thrust him into Eve's arms. Lolly and I can't leave the house, but take Wesley. Please take him away from here. Eve struggled with the baby as he flailed and cried and reached for his mother. Why can't you leave the house?
House arrest.
Gina hiked up her left pants leg to reveal an ankle tracker. He put one on Lolly, too, just to make sure I towed the line. He'll have one on the baby before much longer. We'll get it off.
No, it's programmed to shock if I tamper with it, if I leave the house without permission or an authorized companion. I could take it, I could, but Lolly's just 3. Please, come on, baby, don't cry now.
Eve yanked out her link. Rourke, I need you across the street now. We'll get it off. Deactivate the shocker. You need to trust me.
You don't understand what these people are like, what they can do.
Yes, I do. Take him back. Eve pushed the very unhappy baby back at Gina. See the man coming over? Nobody, absolutely nobody, has a better hand with electronics. She swung around to Rourke. Tracker on the woman and the girl, with shockers.
On the child?
Rourke masked the quick outrage, then crouched down to examine the one on Gina's ankle. Ah, I see. Well, now, nothing to this at all. It's not only old tech, but basic as it comes.
But he said...
Gina broke off, shut her eyes.
He told me it was state of the art, new tech and unbreakable. He's a liar, but I believed it. Do mine first, please, just in case. When I tried to get mine off before, it knocked me out.
It won't now. I've already disengaged the shocker. Just another moment here, and... He unlocked it, started to hand it to Eve. Let me get an evidence bag. Knowing Rourke, she jogged back to the sedan. He made sure she had a field kit in every vehicle. She got 2, jogged back. He talked in that musical voice, soothing as a kiss on the brow to the child as he disengaged her tracker.
I don't like it,
the kid told him with her bottom lip poked out. Who would like such a thing? And there you are, darling. You won't have to wear it ever again. Miss Dauber,
don't call me that.
The look Gina shot Eve scorched. The fearful woman had vanished. Gina, get what you absolutely need, and we'll get you and your children to safety. We don't need a damn thing but each other. We need to go now, right now. Some of the rats will start waking up. We don't need anything from here. Don't want anything from here. Please.
Change of plan, Eve said to Rourke. Do me a solid. Get the sweeper started and contact Feeney. Get him and McNabb here.
Gina, does the man who put that tracker on you have an office in the house? Electronics?
Yeah, locked room. I tried to get in.
I paid.
We want those confiscated too.
I'll get them to safety.
Done. Let me help you.
He picked up the little girl, who seemed fine with it. As they got the kids in the back, Gina looked up the block. That's the head rat.
Eve watched a woman, early 40s, flying brown hair, run out of a house. Can she contact Natural Order?
No. Even the rats don't get communication privileges.
With a fierce smile, Gina shot up a middle finger.
God, that felt good. Let's go, please. Let's go.
She jumped in with her kids. I'll tag you as soon as I get her there, Eve began. I've got this here. Just go.
As Eve got behind the wheel, he strolled a few feet in the running woman's direction. She turned on her heel and ran back into her house.
Yeah, he had it.
Okay, Gina, you're safe now. And I've got some questions.
Just let me... It's okay, Wesley. We're going to see Gabe.
She cuddled both kids, closed her eyes.
We're going away from here to see Gabe and Zoe.
I didn't think she really had it in her.
Thank God for her. Thank God.
Since Eve hadn't yet done a run on Gina, she went directly to the source. How long have you been married to Stephen?
His name's Stephen. And is it married if you were drugged and forced to say I fricking do?
No.
Tougher every second, Eve noted, and fury had replaced any fear.
How long? And how did they get to you?
We're in a car, driving away with a cop. I didn't recognize you, but I recognized the name because Zoe told me about you. She'd seen you on screen.
Stephen doesn't believe women and children should be contaminated by watching screen.
4 years ago, I was 17, in some trouble. Street kid, foster kid. I was working my way up to straightening my ass out, living in a halfway house, and this recruiter interviewed me for a job.
Hold on. You were in the system? You had a caseworker?
Yeah, Jane Poe.
Hold that thought. Son of a bitch, Eve thought, and tagged Peabody. Meet me at Duckus, ASAP.
Feeney just tagged McNabb and said Rourke developments. Get to Duckus. I'm on my way there now.
She broke off, contacted Officer Carmichael. Officer, contact Officer Shelby. I want the two of you to sit on the woman at this address.
She relayed it quickly.
Jane Poe. Just sit on the address, and when and if she leaves, Taylor. I'm sending you her photo and data now.
Yes, sir.
Since he wore a T-shirt instead of his uniform, she realized she'd gotten him out of bed.
As soon as you can, Carmichael.
One more, she told Gina, and sent a text to Whitney, Mira, and Jenkinson. Rapid developments on Natural Order matter. Including cooperating wits. We'll brief at Central in 90 minutes. Request FBI inclusion in same, Commander. Request your presence, Dr. Mira. Require all available officers and detectives in my division be present. Jenkinson, coordinate same.
When Eve finished, Gina simply stared.
This is really happening.
Count on it. We're nearly there. I'm going to have a lot more questions.
Lieutenant Dallas, I've never considered cops friends of mine. But if you can get my kids somewhere those very bad word to say in front of children can't touch them, I'll kiss you on the mouth.
Eve flicked a half smile in the rearview mirror. Answering the questions will handle it fine.
18. At Duckus, the children were lured away with toys and breakfast, and promises to see Gabe and Zoe as soon as they woke up. To ensure privacy as the house began to stir, Eve sat with Gina in an office where Gina gulped coffee. I haven't had coffee in 4 years. 4 years! God, I missed it. Nothing caffeinated, nothing carbonated. House rules from the asshole. I don't have to say his name anymore. He is now and forever the asshole. Jane Poe, did she set you up with the recruiter? Yeah. She talked about my progress and this opportunity to work, entry level and all that. But I'd get training and the potential for advancement. I was really grateful she'd arranged this interview. Where did you meet the recruiter? At Stone Tree, the halfway house. She talked about training for marketing and public relations for this global organization. It all sounded so frosty. I was going to turn 18 and figured I had to make a choice between getting my ass in gear or living on the streets. I thought I was getting my ass in gear. What happened? She said I'd passed the initial interview, and with Poe's recommendation, she could take me to the next phase. She said it turned out there had been an opening, and if I wanted to fill it, she'd take me to her supervisor for the next phase. I jumped on it. She broke off at the soft knock on the door. Natalie poked in. Sorry to interrupt, but I thought you'd both like a little breakfast. The kids are eating like horses, she assured Gina. Lolly is a firecracker, Gina. They couldn't smother that personality, and they tried. I don't know how to thank you. Eat some breakfast. As soon as your partner arrives, Lieutenant, we'll send her in. Thanks. Appreciate the food and coffee. What happened next? Eve asked when Gina dived into the scrambled eggs. She had transpo. I got right in. You know, I was a street kid, but I never sensed anything off. I thought I was so damn good at that. She had coffee in the car. Dosed. It had to be dosed, because the next thing I knew, I was waking up in this room. No windows, one door, and this other woman sitting on a stool. She said she was Mother Catherine, and I was now a member of Natural Order. She would teach me to be faithful. I was groggy, scared, pissed, and when I tried to get out, she had a shock stick and knew how to use it. I didn't see anybody but her for, I don't know, how long. A couple of days? A week? After a long breath, she picked up her coffee again. I had to eat when and what I was told, or shock stick. She'd run this bullshit propaganda about the order on screen for hours. They restrained me and took me into a medical-type place. I got a physical, if you can call it that. Oh, I had a couple of tats. They took care of that. It hurts having tats removed. Though the sudden influx of caffeine probably added to Gina's rapid recitation, Eve topped off her cup. Thanks. Anyway, a lot of it blurs. A lot of drugs pumped into me. A lot of shock stick therapy. Gina paused and closed her eyes for a moment. I've never tasted anything better than these eggs in my life. Freedom tastes pretty great. When her eyes welled, Gina used the back of her wrist to dry them. Yeah, it does. You get it. So, one day, Mother Bitch brought in a white dress, told me to put it on. It was my wedding day. I got a punch in, one good solid punch before she shocked me and they drugged me. Do you need a break? Eve asked her. No,
No, it's good to get it all out. So, now I'm in a chapel. Pretty, like a vid, with me in this long white dress and a veil. Stained glass windows, flowers, a lot of people. And the assholes standing at the end of this aisle. They walk me down it, one on each side of me. The head guy, I find out later that's Wilkie, he's like the preacher, and he marries us. They make me marry this guy twice my age I've never seen before and swear to obey him, to conceive children with him, to serve him, and subjugate myself to him. She stopped, held up a finger while she closed her eyes, took careful breaths. Then they take me to another room. Nicer. Windows. No mother bitch. I'm half out of it. But I still try to fight back when these two women undress me and he comes in. They hold me down for him, Lieutenant. Tears leaked out again. Maybe that was the worst thing of all. These women, they held me down while he raped me. I didn't fight much, but rape is rape. He raped me every day, every night. He called it our honeymoon. He actually called it that. He brought me flowers and candy and sometimes wine. I could go outside for air, to walk, as long as he was with me. I knew better. I did. But he started to feel like he was okay to me. They came in, took blood, and did a test. A pregnancy test. Positive. She breathed out. Can you turn the recorder off a minute? Sure. I didn't want to be pregnant. I didn't want a baby. If I'd had a choice, I wouldn't have gone through with the pregnancy. I was barely 18. He'd raped me. I was a prisoner. That's nothing to be ashamed of, Gina. They took all your choices away. She breathed out again. Okay, you can turn it back on. Everything changed when I got pregnant. Better food, smiling faces, like I'd learned a really complicated trick, you know? And the asshole only wanted sex once a week. I got to go outside more. I had to take all these classes, not with Mother Bitch, but Mother Sweet Smile. Mother Deborah. Child rearing, the natural order way. Cooking, cleaning, gardening. Lots more propaganda bullshit. You learned to say what they wanted you to say. That's how you survive. Yeah. Gina swiped away the tears, managed to smile a little. You get it. Then the asshole told me we were moving into a house of our own. And as long as I did what I was told, exactly, and kept a clean house and all that, I could live outside the compound. We moved to Zombie Town with our own version of Mother Catherine in Mother Rat. Her full name? Barbara Poole. Her asshole's Vince. Did she ever assault you? No. I mean, she slapped me a couple of times when I talked back. Assault. You're filing charges. I am? Yeah, you are. She gave Peabody the come-ahead when her partner appeared at the door, then picked up her link. Rio, I need you at Duckus. I've got a meeting and cancel it. I've got two women in-house now with their three minor children and a fucking bevy of charges on natural order. Kidnapping, enforced imprisonment, torture, rape, assault, assault and battery. Does this tie to the Piper case? Because that's the meeting. It does. I've got a briefing at Central in, 40 minutes. I need to get this ball rolling. Peabody, get Yancey in here now. Rio, we have to move fast. Smart, but fast. I've got the block locked off, but word's gonna get to their HQ eventually. I'm on my way.
Eve clicked off, turned back to Gina. APA Rio's going to review this recording. I'm going to copy her on it and take your statement, yours and Zoe's. She's going to file charges against all the people you mentioned. They said they'd take my kids. Nobody's going to touch your kids. Peabody, this is Gina. It's not Dauber.
No. No, thanks for that. Thanks. It's Mancini.
Gina Mancini.
Gina, why don't you take a break? Maybe Zoe's up. You can hang with your kids, check out what rooms they have for you here.
Gina rose. Can you really do this? Can you really arrest them? Make them pay?
Yes, I can, and I will.
As Gina went out, Eve held up a finger, tried to run. No Gina Mancini of her age in New York. That's where she was living when they took her. We've got a Gina Dauber, but the data prior to her bogus marriage is equally bogus.
Bogus marriage?
Drugged, forced, raped. Fuck, it's uglier than we thought. One of them killed Ariel Byrd, and that opened a crack into the whole sick system. The social worker's part of it, Jane Poe. I've got Carmichael and Shelby watching her. I don't want to move too fast. We pick her up, she tags a lawyer, they know we know.
Peabody plopped down. What the hell happened after midnight?
I'll brief thoroughly at Central. She gave Peabody the essentials. Listen to the recordings. I need to keep moving.
Eve stepped out and, following the sound of banging and hooting, found a kind of playroom. All three kids ran around like maniacs while the two mothers huddled together, smiling.
You got her out! Zoe leaped to her feet. You said you would, and you did!
Here's what I need. The police artist is coming in. I need Gina to describe the recruiter and this mother, Catherine. Zoe, I need you to describe any of the men you saw last night. Gina, what did you see last night?
Wesley's teething, so he was fussy. I didn't hear the fight. Zoe told me a little just now, but I saw the vans pull up. I saw the men get out. One of them's a doctor or medical, I think. I know I saw him at the compound. I can describe him.
Good. I need you both to file charges when APA Rio gets here.
She glanced back, and both women just stared at her. Here's Detective Yancey now.
You were quick. I don't live far.
Gina, how about you go first? You can use the office we were in before. Zoe's got the kids, right, Zoe?
Oh, sure. I'm so happy to see them. So happy, Gina.
They hugged, swayed with it. Then Gina popped up.
Let's do this. I really want to do this.
Eve led them back. Peabody, they need the room.
Hey, Yancey.
Peabody's lips curved, but the smile didn't reach her eyes as she picked up Eve's recorder and came out.
I didn't get far, she told Eve, but far enough to see where it was going. Poe? She's supposed to help people.
We'll have her picked up, charged, have a team move in on the halfway house. There's bound to be some of natural order in there, too. We need to coordinate, all of it. It's going to take time and a shitload of manpower.
We have to conclude Marcia Piper's dead.
We'll see what the sweepers find, but it leans that way. We're going to find more people who've been taken or held or realigned. More people, even like Gwen Huffman, who were secretly tracked.
If they had that sort of response to the Piper House, they've responded before. Cleaned crime scenes before.
Yeah. Organized, ready. You give somebody that kind of power over somebody else, you're going to have more bodies to clean up.
Who reports it?
Nobody.
and you just wipe their data, if you haven't already. Hell of a system. Eve turned when Natalie led Rio in.
Good. Natalie, sorry, but I need another private space.
No problem. Moira's due in shortly, but you can use her office. I'll explain what I can when she gets here.
It would help if APA Rio could speak to Zoe. She's watching the kids.
I'll take over there and send Zoe up. Oh, good morning, Desi. Would you mind showing these ladies Moira's office?
Thanks, but I know where it is.
Eve started upstairs.
I copied you on the two interviews, she began.
I started listening to them on the way here. Well, to the first one, Zoe Metcalf. I've got to get to Central, so I'm going to leave you to handle things here. Gina, the second recording, is working with Yancey in an office downstairs.
I need warrants.
She rattled several off, enough to make Rio's eyes widen. And you're going to get me that warrant for their HQ, Rio. You're going to have plenty to get that warrant. You're going to get me an arrest warrant for Stanton Wilkie.
On what charges?
You'll have a slew of them, trust me. We're going to spread that out to his sons, his daughter, and to every so-called husband and a few of the women on that block in Tribeca. We're going to clean up after these people. A social worker, a halfway house, and that won't be limited to New York. That's not how they operate.
Let me talk to your wits first. I heard enough on the first recording we can put out a warrant for Lawrence Piper, if for nothing else at the moment, for compromising and leaving a crime scene.
Issue it, but I don't want to use it yet. It's going to be about timing. To take them down, to break the back of this fucked-up cult, we need to time it perfectly. Come into Central when you finish here, or at least tag me.
Count on it.
Rio smiled easily when Zoe came up the stairs. And this must be Zoe.
I'm APA Rio, Zoe.
Natalie said you needed to talk to me and she'd watch the kids. They'll be fine with her.
I know.
Zoe nodded at Eve.
Everyone here wants to help. Everyone here is so kind. It's like I was inside a terrible nightmare, and now I've woken up in such a nice dream.
We're going to talk in here, okay?
Rio opened the office door.
Tag me, Eve repeated, then started back down.
Book a conference room, she told Peabody. We're going to need this space. We'll head in now, get it set up.
Listen to the recordings. I need to think, and you need to catch up.
Peabody used earbuds to give Eve quiet and sat grim-faced as she listened.
When Eve pulled into Central's garage, Peabody took out the earbuds.
I didn't finish. It's a lot, but I'm damn well caught up. They've been running this, I don't have a name for it, for decades.
Probably didn't start out this way. It grew. It got greedy. It got arrogant, and it started to believe, really believe, its own bullshit. How are you going to propagate the world without women, pregnant women, each to their own race? You can't have people of the same sex getting together. No organizational growth that way. You want young, healthy women with a lot of childbearing years in them. Not enough to make it profitable, to spread the word. You start recruiting.
Then you have, like, a pecking order, Peabody continued as they got on the elevator, like we saw at the compound. And you have someone valuable like Gwen, good genes, deep pockets, loyal members. You do what you have to do to keep her in the fold. Realignment. If that doesn't work, you watch her, protect your investment, do what has to be done. You've just got to get her married and pregnant, and, affairs aside, she's willing to go along with that for the money and status.
Piper's a good choice for that. He's violent, and he's deep in the loop. Impulsive, like Mira said. He killed his pregnant wife because she talked to us. It had to be because she talked to us and told him, Dallas. Or someone else on the block told him.
Agreed. But I don't think he killed Ariel. Company man, that's what he is. They rarely act on their own. If he had orders to take her out, he'd have messed her up first. I see him as a fist guy. Could be wrong. Because she stayed in thinking mode, she managed the elevator clear up to homicide. Start setting up. I need to do some check-ins. We got a room? Conference room 1. Get plenty of chairs. I asked Whitney to bring in the feds. We're gonna want them. We're crossing out of our jurisdiction for this. They split off, and Eve turned into the bullpen. Apparently, rolling out Jenkinson early didn't spare the tie. Today's was a sunburst of yellow with a multitude of fiery red squiggles. She literally felt her eyes shake in their sockets. Got Santiago, Trueheart, and Reinecke in the break room getting coffee. Rest on their way, boss. Good. Conference room 1, 20 minutes. We gonna bust some ass today? That's the plan. My favorite plan in the world of plans. She couldn't disagree. She got coffee, started to tag Rourke. Her incoming signaled from him before she did. I'm at Central, she said. As I am, in EDD. We have some work here, but you'd want to know Piper, the social media VP, has thousands of names, IPs. He has what appears to be the membership list, the global one, or those who sign up for alerts. Only a handful of females there, including someone like Paula Huffman. Including and like, yes. He has considerable correspondence as well. Some's encrypted, but we'll deal with that. We found the social media is also segregated. That is, it's designed for specific race groups and programmed to send to same. No mixing there, for the most part. It's inclusive only when Wilkie himself adds a message. Get whatever you can get in the next 15. You all need to be at this briefing. Conference room 1. I'll pass that along. See you then. She pushed at the sweepers next, got an in-progress report from the head sweeper, and added it to her briefing list. She put everything she needed together with minutes to spare. In the conference room, she saw Peabody had done her job and well. EDD got a little fresh data. Nothing earth-shattering, more part of the whole. The sweepers, on the other hand, got blood. Marcia Piper's. Hers and his, Eve confirmed. It took a deep-level sweep. The order cleaned up really well, knew what chemicals would disguise or eliminate most of it, and they were pretty thorough. But the problem for them was the hole the Vic's head put in the wall that they needed to patch up. It looked all clean and shiny, but the sweepers knew where to look, and they got blood, some gray matter mixed with the compound they patched with. And Larry, the fuck? He washed up in the kitchen sink. They know that because the cleaners polished that up, including the drain. But when he changed his clothes, the blood on the old ones, just a trace, transferred when he brushed against the bedroom closet door. Inside the door. Cleaners missed it. Our guys are better than theirs, Peabody said. Damn straight. No sightings of his vehicle from the APB I put out. He's in that compound. We sure as hell have probable cause to look for him there. And we will. I need to check with Carmichael and Shelby. Cops started to filter in while Eve walked back into the hall, checked in, and took time to speak to Shelby. Ask a few more questions. She broke it off when she saw Whitney heading her way with a fed she knew
with one she didn't. Commander, Special Agent Teasdale. Lieutenant, I look forward to working with you again. This is Special Agent Conroy. He's well-versed on natural order. Tony Quirk is a friend of mine. A well-built man in his early 40s, Conroy held out a hand. We worked on natural order the last 2 years. He went in, as I'm mixed race and wouldn't qualify. I've read your reports, and his. I want to say that the murder of Ariel Byrd has blown this open. I hope to hell we can close it, and it's not too late for Tony. We've gathered considerable information just in the last few hours. We're going to close it. If Special Agent Quirk is alive, we'll find him. We're waiting for EDD. APA Rio will join us when she's finished interviewing two new witnesses. A police artist is also working with those witnesses. I haven't had time to write this up. It's moving fast.
I'll take you in, Whitney said to the agents. We'll get some coffee.
I'll be in shortly, Commander. I've got a communication coming in. Dallas, what have you got?
A damn good wit, Yancey told her. We've got the recruiter. Gina said she'd never forget, and she didn't. I got good enough for facial rec, and we've got her.
Show me.
When he did, she just nodded. You don't look surprised.
I'm not,
but you just nailed it shut.
I need to start the briefing, but I need you to finish there, get all you can. I'll read you in when you get here. You're in this, Yancey, all the way.
Understood. And I'm good here until it's done.
She needed Mira, she thought. And even as she thought it, Mira hurried down the corridor in her perfect pale blue suit, pale blue heels with their blue and white needles.
I'm so sorry. Traffic,